Though Philadelphia's controversial sweetened beverage tax is on the books and is being collected, critics and proponents are still spending millions of dollars on ads to convince the public it's a good or bad idea. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Though the tax was enacted in June of last year, the warring parties have spent more than $5 million this year on ads touting or condemning the penny-and-a-half per ounce levy on sweetened beverages. This Axe the Bev Tax Coalition ad features a soda sales rep and a hoagie shop owner.
Before the tax, everything was fine. We were making ends meet. But as of right now, with the beverage tax, it's just killing the city.
I don't think it's fair to our customers. We try to offer the best food at the best price. With that tax, the working man can't afford it anymore.
The ads are funded by the American Beverage Association, which is also the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging the tax. It's now before the state Supreme Court. Axe the Tax spokesman Anthony Campisi says the ads are important, even though the tax is established law.
We're hoping that at some point we can get this tax to go away, and that could be the legal strategy that we're pursuing. That could be legislation in the future. But the only way you get there is by making it very clear to the public and to our elected representatives that this tax is bad public policy.
Pro-beverage tax ads began appearing in the spring and summer.
This September, kids who couldn't afford pre-K before will walk into classrooms all over Philadelphia, joining the many who graduated in June, thanks to the soda tax.
Kevin Feely is spokesman for the group Philadelphians for a Fair Future.
Our activities have been really mostly in response to the continuing onslaught of public communications that you see from the anti-beverage tax folks from the soda industry.
Last year, the group got funding from a variety of sources to promote passage of the tax. All of the pro-soda tax ads in Philadelphia this year are paid for by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's also spending big to support a soda tax in Cook County, Illinois. And if you took all the money spent on ads for and against the tax and instead spent them on expanding pre-K in Philadelphia, one of the main uses for the beverage tax, it would pay for nearly 600 more kids. The city's subsidizing about 2,000 seats right now. Dave Davies, WHYY News.